Christmas to all of you, and welcome to this special service of celebrating the birth of Jesus. My name is Carolyn Grohman. I'm a retired minister, member of the Presbytery. I've been here before. I am delighted to be with you on Christmas Eve. So I want to welcome all of you to this very special service. You will notice I have a headband on my head. I need to explain. I had skin cancer removed 3 weeks ago from the top of my scalp, and I have to keep it covered with Vaseline and a gauze pad, and then I have to have something to hold the pad on. So you will notice if I fiddle with this, I don't want the pad to come off. So that's what this is. And I'm fine. I don't want you to worry. I'm fine. I am glad to be here, and I want to welcome all of you to this service. Let us join together in prayer. Good and gracious God, on this holy night, you gave us your Son, the Lord of the universe, wrapped in soft clothes, the Savior of all, lying in a manger. On this holy night, draw us into the mystery of your love. Join our voices with the heavenly host, that we may sing your glory on high. Give us a place among the shepherds, that we may find the one for whom we have waited, Jesus the Christ, the light of the world. Amen.
Please stand as you're able for the call to worship. Light looked down and saw darkness.
But the Lord there said light.
Peace looked down and saw war.
I will go there and said peace.
Love looked down and saw hatred.
I will go there and said love.
So he, the Lord of light, the Prince of peace, the King of love, came down and crept in beside us.
Let us worship him.
Thank you. The first reading tonight is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth from me one who shall rule Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought him forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty, in the name of the Lord his God, to the ends of the earth. And he shall be the one of peace.
And from the prophet Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The next three verses and readings come from the second chapter of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
For the Thoughts for Children to join the junior choir. There's plenty of room up here to sit. So I wanted to ask you if you're familiar with this book. Anybody ever seen this book before? It's called Come Worship With Me, and it's about a mouse who lives in a church, a church mouse, and he invites people to come and worship with him, and he says that he feels God on ordinary days and on special days, like tonight is, and he wants all of us to come and worship with him. He says on Christmas Eve, brr, we're bundled in our coats when we get to church tonight. but inside it feels warm and holy. We can't help whispering to each other because we're so excited. Our parents say, shh, but it doesn't work. When the beautiful carol music begins, everyone finally quiets down. It is Christmas Eve, and there is the mouse with his family celebrating on Christmas Eve. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, the reader reads, and we listen to the story of baby Jesus, the angels, and the shepherds in the little town of Bethlehem. We open our hymn books and sing what the angels sang, Gloria in excelsis Deo. We bow our heads and pray for peace on earth. Finally comes the moment everyone's been waiting for. We light our candles. Okay, thank you. We light our candles from the Christ candle in the Advent wreath. The light shines in the darkness. The Son of God is born. As you just sang, God's Son. Baby Jesus is God's Son. You sang that so well, Junior Choir. Thank you for leading us in worship. The ushers then pass light to everyone in the sanctuary. I hold my candle steady, steady, while I light yours. Then you hold your candle steady, steady, while you light the one, the next one. Watch how the soft glow spreads. See how people's eyes shine. We sing Silent Night, Holy Night, and I snuggle with my dad. I love the quiet. I love the night. I love this night. God is with us. And here's a picture of the mouse and his family with the candles, lighting the candles. So that is what we will do later in the service. It is a beautiful time to be together on Christmas Eve. It's a very special service with the candle lighting and the singing and hearing the story of the baby Jesus. So thank you for being here. Thank you, Junior Choir, for leading us in worship. Thank you all for coming up. Please join with me in prayer. Repeat after me. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus, your Son, to be born this night. For we pray in his name. Amen. Thank you all for coming up.
Everybody that's here tonight would like to see Sunday morning. Yeah!
I don't know who is supposed to be reading Luke 2:8. Okay, you've got it.
No, it's supposed to be. It's not me, but I'll read it anyway.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, it's not here.
It's not here.
So I'll read it from the Bible. So Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. The shepherds and the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
Hear these words from the Gospel of John, first from chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And from chapter 8, we read, again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Do you remember a time when you were outside on a very clear night and looked up in awe at the bright stars in the dark sky? I remember one time at Chautauqua, New York, many years ago, when the choir chartered a sightseeing boat for 2 hours late one night in August so that we could see from the lake the shower of meteors. That night, the sky was unusually clear. The Milky Way was clearly visible as a fuzzy streak right above us. And the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper were sparkling like diamonds in the black velvet sky. Every few minutes, the sky was further illuminated by the meteors or shooting stars that we had come to see. The quietness of our group as we watched the night sky was frequently punctuated by excited shouts of, "There's one! I saw it! Did you see it? I saw it! Wow!" It was awesome. As I beheld the dark sky illuminated by the bright light of the stars, I was reminded of the words of Isaiah that we read tonight. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Isaiah pictures the coming of the Messiah as being like a bright light illuminating the dark sky. A light that shines on the people dwelling in darkness, lighting up their world. The author of the Gospel of John picks up Isaiah's picture when he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." That picture of a bright light shining in the darkness is reinforced by Luke's description of the events on the night that Jesus was born. The shepherds were out in the fields with their sheep. It was a dark night. And thus, when the angel appeared to them, the effect was that of a bright light shining in the darkness. The angel had come to announce the birth of the one who later on described himself as the light of the world, the one who came to bring the light of life so that his followers would no longer walk in darkness. According to Matthew, the wise men who came to worship the newborn child were guided by the brightness of a star. This unusually bright star must have had the effect of a bright light shining in the dark sky. So the coming of the Messiah into our world is described by various biblical writers in terms of a bright light shining in the darkness. The darkness, of course, is a metaphor of human sin and brokenness. We all know that we live in a world of darkness, deep darkness. Daily reminders of that truth confront us in the newspaper, on television, and online. From the never-ending wars in Afghanistan and Syria, to the continued conflict between Israelis and Palestinians, to the almost daily mass shootings in this country, and the easy availability of guns, to racism and white supremacy, to corruption in government, and ethics violations in business, we live in a world of sin and brokenness, a world of deep darkness. But into this world of darkness comes light, the light of the world. This light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. No matter how deep the darkness or how pervasive the gloom, the darkness can never overcome the light. The light continues to shine, bringing hope to all people living in darkness. This is why we celebrate Christmas, the small flickering light that represents the life of the baby born in Bethlehem, continues to shine down through the centuries, despite the efforts of evil people to snuff out that candle. The light continues to shine despite a crucifixion, despite persecution of the followers of the light, despite an Inquisition and a Holocaust, despite slavery and hate crimes, despite terrorism and war. The light continues to shine, bringing hope and peace and life. Tonight we will light our candles from the Christ candle, the candle that symbolizes the light that shines in the darkness, the light that the darkness has not overcome. As we light the life, the light of Christ, and as we bring the light of Christ into our lives, that light serves as a beacon to illumine our way through the darkness. We can then take that light out into the dark places around us so that that light will shine brightly to offer light and life to others. But we are like lights on a Christmas tree or outdoor lights on our houses. Unless we are plugged in to the source of power, we remain dark and unable to give light. However, once we are plugged in to the source of light, our light shines forth for all the world to see. As we light our small candles tonight from the source of light, let us remember that Christ is the light of the world, the one who shines in the darkness. Amen. We share the light with others in many ways. One way that we share that light is by contributing to tonight's offering. There is a description in your bulletin about how this offering is to be used. It is to go to the Presbyterian Disaster Assistance Fund to help the hurricane relief in the Bahamas. You probably remember that Hurricane Dorian in September, this past September of 2019, came across the Bahamas as a Category 5 hurricane, and it stalled over the islands for 24 hours, causing massive damage. Presbyterian Disaster Assistance is working with partners on the ground in the Bahamas to respond to the immediate needs with a grant. As we contribute to this fund, we are helping people recover from the damage they received from that hurricane. I encourage you to give as generously as you are able. Let us present now our gifts for the Christmas offering. All praise to you, Emmanuel, God with us. In the silence and the singing and the beauty of this sacred night, because of you, stars shine in our lives. May the good tidings the angels proclaimed of peace on earth be on our lips. O living Christ, we need your light tonight to shine in the dark corners of our world, where grief and loneliness, greed and jealousy, hatred and war destroy the peace you came to bring. Come to us and shine in our lives that we may more perfectly love you and more truly reflect your peace. O God of light, in whom there is no darkness, you sent your light into the world in the form of a tiny child, fragile and vulnerable. He grew to be the very light of light, full of grace and truth, revealing your glory on earth. We thank you, O God, that you sent Jesus to bring light and life to all people. God, forgive us when we shut our eyes to your light. Sometimes we are dazzled by the glitter and tinsel the world has made of Christmas and mistake that for the light. Forgive us when we allow ourselves to be deceived by false light. Turn us on to the light of light, the light of the world, whose coming we celebrate as the gift of Christmas. Help us to receive this gift with joy and humility. Be born in us and among us, that we may receive the light of Christ and share that light with others. O God, when you crept in beside us in that stable in Bethlehem, you brought the gift of hope to all people. We pray for those who need your gift of hope this night. Those who are grieving the death of a loved one, and for whom this will be their first Christmas without that beloved person at the table. We pray also for those who are ill, or recuperating from surgery, or having treatment for cancer, and for those who are anxious or afraid, and those who are feeling left out or lonely, and those who are sad or depressed. Loving God, you know us and you know our needs. Fill us and all people with your healing gift of hope. These prayers we pray in the name of Jesus, whose birth we celebrate this night. Amen. The prophets foretold it. The angels proclaimed it. The shepherds wondered at it. Mary pondered it. And it is true. God is with us through Jesus Christ, the baby born in Bethlehem. Love came down, and the world will never be the same. We ourselves will never be the same. Go then and tell the world Jesus Christ is born. And now may the peace of Christmas dwell within your hearts and in your homes and in every corner of the world. Go in peace. God is with you.